Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. We're so glad you joined us today. Today's topic is lifestyle.
And today's title is Fix It or Buy New. Fix It or Buy New. What do you think today will be about, Peter?
Well, fixing things, that means something has to be broken. Or buy new. So maybe there's a choice. Oh, I hope that we go shopping today.
Okay, well, thank you for your answer, but I know an even better way to find out, and I think you know too, friends. Let's practice reading together. Here's Peter for the read-it.
Susie is wet. It is raining. And she rides her bicycle to work, rain or shine. But she can't ride it tomorrow. Her bike's brakes are bad. She has to fix them. James' feet are wet. His socks are wet, too. James is changing his socks. His shoes have holes in them. Does he need new shoes?
I always enjoy finding out what our friends are doing, but I think that our friends are having some trouble today.
I agree, but that's okay. They always have a good attitude and they are always learning.
Our friends that join us today and every day are like that too. This is a great place to learn, have fun, and practice.
And today will be no different. So let's get started. Let's invite our teacher, Christina, to teach us the key words for today. Let's learn them now.
Hello, Susie. 今天来到 Jungle Cafe 的时候全身都湿透了。She is all wet. 形容词 wet 就是湿的。原来是因为外面下雨了，她却骑自行车上班都湿透了。She rides her bicycle to work.骑车的这个动作就是 ride. Susie 说她的自行车刹车有问题，明天要送去修。I have to fix them tomorrow. 动词 fix 就是修理。名词袜子就是 sock. 如果你叫人穿上袜子要说 put on your socks. 不要忘记加 s 用复数，因为穿袜子的时候通常都是穿上两只袜子。James 进到办公室发现脚都湿了，所以他要把袜子换掉。He is changing them. 动词 change 就是更换。James 说他的鞋子有洞，所以袜子才会湿掉。His shoes have holes in them. 名词 shoe 就是鞋子。记得通常鞋子是穿两只，要用复数 shoes。
Hi, Susie. You're all wet.
I am. It's raining today, but I ride my bike to work rain or shine.
Good for you.
But I can't ride my bike tomorrow.
Why not? Is something wrong with it?
Yes, my bike's brakes are bad. I have to fix them tomorrow.
I am happy.
Why are you happy?
I am happy because I am dry.
You are happy because you are dry. Why?
Well, Susie is all wet. I would be sad if I was all wet. That means I would have water all over. Then I would be all wet.
Okay, well, let's learn more about this word all with Christina. Christina?
Taylor 看到 Susie 全身淋湿了就说 You're all wet. 这个句子里 all 是副词，用来修饰形容词 wet. 它是全部完全的意思。你可以说 My computer screen is all black. 我的电脑荧幕全黑了。Her car is all dirty. 她整台车都很脏。除此以外All 在口语中也被引申用来表达非常极度的意思。比如 I was all excited yesterday. 我昨天兴奋得不得了。或者 He is sitting there all alone. 他正孤孤单单的一人坐在那里。所以 all 可以用来强调非常的意思。
Thanks, Christina. So yes, I do not like being wet. When it rains, you get wet.
But if you have an umbrella or a raincoat, you will not get wet. I have both at the office, just in case it rains.
Well, it's raining today.
But Susie still rode her bike. I think that is amazing. I like riding bikes, but not in the rain. There is no way to stay dry then.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this word ride. I ride things like bikes and horses. It's when you sit on something and go.
Well, when you are in the car, but not the person driving, you are riding in the car.
And in the past tense, we see that this word changes from ride to rode.
Well, I am still amazed by Susie. She rides her bike rain or shine. Good for her.
Well, let's talk about this saying rain or shine. We know what rain is, but what is shine?
Well, we say that the sun shines. Anything that gives light shines. I love the sunshine.
Okay, so riding your bike, rain or shine. That means in rainy weather or sunny weather, you will still ride your bike.
So it's like the weather just doesn't matter when you are making this decision to do the activity.
And when we are proud of someone like Susie that rides her bike like this, you can say to her, good for you.
But she can't ride her bike tomorrow.
Why not? Is something wrong with it?
Yes, her bike's brakes are bad. She has to fix them tomorrow.
And we have to go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's that time of the day when you get to learn something new in Use It. I know that you are all so excited. Well, if you want to say that you have to do something, you can use today's Use It. For example, I have to take a test today. Or, I have to clean my room. Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So Susie will have to fix her brakes because they are bad.
That means that they don't work well. Brakes let your bike or your car stop when you need it to. So that is important. No brakes, no riding your bike.
Yeah, and to take care of the problem, she will fix the brakes. When something is broken, you fix it. Then you can use it again.
It seems like she likes her bike a lot. I think that she will fix it soon, but maybe she should just buy a new one. It sounds like it's pretty old.
Well, I don't know if it works really well, except the brakes. Why not fix it? I mean, she likes it a lot, and it's her size and style. I think she should just fix it.
All right, well, we'll find out more. But first, let's take a short break. Friends, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Wow, it is really rainy today. Susie was all wet, but now we will hear about James, too.
Yes, he is wet, too. Thankfully, I brought my umbrella today.
And I wore my rain boots and a raincoat. If I hadn't, I would be all wet. Well, let's see how James is doing. What are you doing, James?
I'm changing my socks. My feet are wet.
I'm not surprised. It's raining hard today.
And my shoes have holes in them.
Oh, no! Of course your feet are wet.
Yes, so I'm changing my socks.
And you need new shoes.
No, I can't fix these.
All right, so we see James. What is he doing?
Well, that's a good question. What is someone doing? What are you doing? When you want to find out what someone is doing, you can ask this question.
So, Pauline, what are you doing?
I am teaching.
And what is James doing?
He is changing his socks.
Changing. Okay, changing. He has wet socks and he takes them off and puts on dry ones. So we call this changing.
Right. When you go swimming, you will change your clothes. You change into a swimming suit.
And now we can talk about socks. We wear socks on our feet. I love socks. There are so many different colors and patterns. Let's see what socks I have on today. I have on red socks with a nice pattern today.
They look very nice. You can't see my socks because I have boots on. Well, anyways, in the winter, we wear socks all the time to keep our feet warm. But in the summer, I don't like wearing socks. It is too hot. I like to go barefoot.
Of course, wear socks when you feel cold. Don't wear socks when you feel hot. Of course.
Hey, that's a good phrase. We should talk more about it. If only we had a teacher to speak Chinese with. Oh, of course! We can go to Christina.
James 说他的鞋子有破洞，所以现在袜子全湿了。Tina 听了说， Of course, your feet are wet. 你的脚当然会湿啊。我们今天来练习把 of course 用在句子里。Of course 是当然的意思。我们很多人已经可以很自然地使用这两个字来对答。可是我们比较少把它放在句子里来说。现在来练习一下吧。Of course, we want you to join us. 我们当然希望你能加入我们。或者你早上什么都没吃。Of course, you are hungry. 你当然会饿啊。还有他是我们里面最强的 Of course, he won the game. 所以当然他赢咯。
Thank you very much, Christina. So this is a phrase you will hear a lot in English. So you should be practicing, which means saying it when you can.
So we talked about James changing his socks, but why? What happened?
Well, it's raining, so I guess that his shoes are wet because it's so wet outside.
Yeah, but there is another reason why.
I bet he stepped into a puddle. I'm not surprised.
Maybe, but it's because...
Oh, did he get stuck in the parking lot in the rain? I'm not surprised. That happened to me once.
No, it's because his shoes have holes in them.
I'm not surprised.
Really? I'm surprised.
I'm not surprised, Pauline, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
我一点也不惊讶。
I love jumping in the river.
I'm not surprised.
I love sitting in the rain.
I'm not surprised.
I love swimming in the lake.
I'm not surprised.
I love getting wet.
I'm not surprised. You're a frog.
Frog on a log.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
我一点也不惊讶。
Okay, let's talk about shoes. We wear socks on our feet, but we also wear shoes on our feet, too. When you go outside, you put your shoes on.
I have running shoes. I wear those, of course, when I go running. When I go into the city, I wear my normal shoes. And I also have dress shoes. Those are for special events and parties.
I have dress shoes too. I also have shoes for hiking, and I have shoes for walking.
So we have a lot of pairs of shoes. Well, it looks like James needs new shoes. Once you have holes in your shoes, you should think about getting new ones. I hope he doesn't fix these.
Yeah, I agree. It's one thing if they are just worn, but when you have big holes in them, I think it's time to buy a new pair.
Well, now it's time to review. Friends, let's take a look at our keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Wet. Wet. It's raining today. Everything is wet.
Ride. Ride. The kids ride their bikes to school.
Fix. Fix. My brother fixed the broken chair.
Sock. Sock. Put on your socks.
Change. Change. Let me change my clothes now.
Shoe. Shoe. These shoes are comfortable. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those keywords. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Susie. You're all wet.
I am. It's raining today, but I ride my bike to work rain or shine.
Good for you.
But I can't ride my bike tomorrow.
Why not? Is something wrong with it?
Yes, my bike's brakes are bad. I have to fix them tomorrow.
What are you doing, James?
I'm changing my socks. My feet are wet.
I'm not surprised. It's raining hard today.
And my shoes have holes in them.
Oh no! Of course your feet are wet.
Yes. So I'm changing my socks.
And you need new shoes.
No, I can't fix these.
You know, Peter, I don't have a bike, but I am thinking about getting one. Although, I don't really think I want to get a new bike.
Well, that's exciting. You could buy a used bike.
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. A used bike is not new. Someone else owned it before, but it will be cheaper. That's a good idea.
Or you can build your own recycled bike.
Really? What is that?
Well, there are places where you can go to learn how to build and fix a bike. These places have old and broken bikes from the streets, and they want to recycle them.
Oh, that's cool. So I can learn to fix a bike and build one at the end? I get a bike, too?
Yes, and you can recycle, too. That's the best part. Or one of the best parts. I know that recycling is important to you.
That's true. It really is. Ooh, and you get to learn. Wow, I think I might do that. I will build a recycled bike.
Well, friends, what do you think? Would you like to try this? Why? Try answering and give a reason why. Do you want to buy a new bike, a used bike, or a recycled bike?
I think you should try building a recycled bike. It sounds like so much fun. Well, anyways, I'm afraid we have to finish this chat because it's time for another chat, our Jungle Chit Chat.
Ginger, you're wet.
I know. My hair is wet and my clothes got wet. My shoes and socks got wet.
How did you get so wet?
I was outside riding my bicycle.
But Ginger, it's raining outside.
And that's why I'm wet.
Why were you riding your bike in the rain?
Well, I ride my bike every day, rain or shine.
Every day? Rain or shine?
Well, almost every day.
Ginger, you shouldn't ride your bike when it rains.
Okay, I won't ride rain or shine.
Good.
I'll only ride shine.
Good. Stay safe.
Yeah, and stay dry too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Not in the rain.
Okay, friends, it's Monday, so let's answer some questions. Question one, what is James doing? What is James doing?
You can find the answer to that question in conversation B. James is changing his socks. Here's question number two. How do you get to work or school? How do you get to work or school? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
How do I get to work? I prefer driving my scooter. It's a fast and convenient way to get wherever you need to go. But you also have to be careful, and that's why I always wear my helmet. So, it's a great way to get to work, but you want to remember to be careful. Drive slow, wear a helmet, and you're good to go. That's how I get to work.
How do I get to work or school? Well, I get to work by car. But sometimes there's a lot of traffic in the morning and after work. So I consider riding my bike to work next year. It may take longer, but actually it might be faster during traffic hours. And I can get some exercise while I ride my bike.
How do I get to work? I usually get to work by bicycle. I like bicycling because it's very good for the environment. I don't create any pollution, and I get exercise on my way to work. So don't let anything stop you from bicycling. The weather might not be the greatest that day. It might rain, but it's okay to get a little wet.
That's an interesting question. You know, I used to walk to school until one day in English class, I said a wonderful sentence. And then my feet came off the ground and I began to fly around the classroom. I knew right then what I wanted to do for work. I wanted to help people by giving them super sentences. That is my job. And so now I fly to work.
Well, friends, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us, and join us again tomorrow for more of
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.